but some small part of him that had been on self-destruct for years was now gaining the upper hand. Nick sat there, red-hot anger still coursing through his bloodstream, watching the heist go to hell with a kind of sick fascination. Max was trying to staunch a total freakout by Tristan and Sokolov that was actually making the van rock on its wheels. Sokolov's angry, spitting mouth looked like something out of an old gangster movie. Tristan was more of a cartoon, bug-eyed, clutching his laptop up front. Nick had put the money back in a second, but he wanted Sokolov to really feel the burn. He looked down at his screen and calculated what interest he could accumulate by keeping the money overnight. The insanity of that thought made him smile, which did not go unnoticed.
"You are amused?" Sokolov screamed.
Maxim held Sokolov back with a bear hug, his gun hand pressing against the larger man's chest.
"Nikolai, put it back," the merc said tightly.
Nick looked over at the enormous flailing Russian, thinking about how much he despised him. He'd purposely given Sokolov the impression that he was starting to break from his team, that he was heading for a solo path like the one Maxim walked. Nick would never, ever bail on Hrothgar and the Hudson Kings. The whole point of doing this freelance mission in the first place was to pick up intel on Sokolov that could be useful to Hrothgar and the team. The whole point was to contribute something bigger and more important than pressing enter keys while he watched the cavalry, primarily Chase and Flynn and Geo, take all the risks to life and limb. Nick hadn't told Hrothgar what he was doing with the Russian boss, of course. Not even when he'd recently discovered there was unexpected overlap between Nick's side gig here and a bigger job involving Sokolov that Hrothgar was working on with the whole team. If Sokolov figured out that it was Nick's team going after his girlfriend Anya, there'd be hell to pay. But it would be more telling to back out of Sokolov's heist, so the only way out was forward. A stream of curse words, some English, some angry Russian, polluted the interior of the van as Maxim and Sokolov faced off, guns waving in every direction, including at Nick's head. He homed in on Maxim's strained face and suddenly processed how unfair playing this game with Sokolov was to his fellow mercs.
"There is money!"
Sokolov yelled at the top of his tongues, spittle flying in all directions. The faint gurgle of his normal heavy breathing sounded even more labored than usual.
"Pull yourself together, Nick. Give Sokolov back his money and get the hell out of his world."
Nick put his fingers back to work on the keyboard. "You begged me to take this freelance gig, Sokolov. I didn't need the money, but I was bored and sick of making the rest of the guys on my team do all the dirty work. When you begged me, I said yes. In part because I'd like to give the SPCA a sizable donation this month, in part because I always learn something from Max doing stunts, and in part because you fed me a line about how I'd get some field action, which you then assigned to Law. But now I'm really, really annoyed that I didn't opt for extra sleep."
"Your job is money. You are financier."
Sokolov reached over and actually banged his meaty fist on the keyboard.
"There is money."
The screen flickered. Nick stared in disbelief as the cursor turned into a cheerful rainbow-colored beach ball of death before the computer froze up for 2 seconds and then reloaded the page. He'd been logged out. There were a lot of ways to move money, clean money, hide money, and redistribute money. Nick knew them all. Once Law and Max finished their fine field work and retrieved the bank account codes, and Tristan had iced the firewall and laid their own security over Nick's keystrokes, it was Nick's game. For this mission, he'd designed an elaborate system through which he cleaned the money and erased the evidence of its provenance. He'd electronically divide and pipe small quantities of heist money to contacts through a maze of underground accounts. Mysterious trusts, shell companies, anonymous money managers in other foreign countries. It was a tangled web. It was Nick's web. Only Nick knew who and where these contacts were, and only Nick knew the passwords to reclaim these divided increments of cash and reassemble them into fresh, unscented, yet carefully bleached $20 million inside Sokolov's overseas bank account once the laundry was done and the bills were dry.
"We need them out of here," Max said. "We need to get off the premises. Fuck, Tristan, are you listening? Put the van in gear and move out."
"Shit, shit."
Tristan's head swiveled back and forth as he looked at the laptop open on the passenger seat next to him, and then back at Sokolov, who was staggering toward Nick with his hands up in a strangled position. Tristan went for the laptop. Sokolov went for the kill. Nick was already logging in again, and the precision required to do so forced him to cool his temper and regain some semblance of his usual better judgment. He didn't like that he was potentially leaving.